This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
You're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that needs medicines. Today is May 23rd. In this episode, Amber talks to singer-songwriter Vicki Blankenship. You just heard a little of her song, I Couldn't Be Your World. She's the organizer of the Indie Girl Music Showcase, which is coming to Decatur Friday, May 26th.
This is Amber Ray, and I am sitting with Vicki Blankenship, who is the organizer of the Indie Girl Showcase, which will be happening here in Decatur this coming Friday, May 26th. So I guess starting out, Vicki, why don't you just tell us a little bit about what the Indie Girl Showcase is all about?
Okay, Indie Girl is the largest networking organization for women singer-songwriters, and we have about 1,600 members in our networking organization. It's not just the United States. We have them, members over in Europe, Canada, all around. And so we've been trying to push getting a little bit more known here in the Southeast, and Eddie's helped us now. This is the second Indie Girl Showcase that we'll have in there. And what we try to do is just feature some of the different performing members of the organization as they're touring around the United States. We try to set up different showcases to pull some of them in a group to do what we call the Indie Girl Showcase. So, and we usually feature anywhere between 4 to 6 artists at a time in the showcases.
And how do you decide who's going to be featured?
Well, I post out to the members list and say I have Eddie's Attic book for May the 26th, who is going to be touring through this area, and also what local artists would you would like to join in on the bill, because I like to try to put in some local artists as well as some nationally touring, so that some of the local artists will help pull in some draw for some of the more, you know, nationally touring. But we have Adrian, who's pretty well known in this area, even though she's from Los Angeles, so I'm excited to have her on the bill for this showcase. So.
And who else is on the bill?
Rhonda Cato, who is a local instrumentalist and guitarist, who just put out her debut CD that came out in February of this year. She's probably more well known for playing in other bands and played for Mo Loughran. Also Julia Carroll, who is a Gainesville, Georgia artist.
I've heard of her.
Yeah, she's starting to pick up and get quite a little bit of a fan base around here, so I'm a
cool.
young artist. It's good to see some young up-and-coming artists picking up fans and doing well. We're going to be showcasing her in a big event in October up in Massachusetts one of our Indie Girl artists up there for the Women's Week, P-Town Women's Week event.
Cool.
Indie Girl's got 9 nights of showcases up there.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so... And then Lauren Fincham, who used to live here in the Atlanta area, will be playing. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida now. Again, several CDs to her credit. She is a full-time musician. And Susan Souza, who is a touring artist coming in from Baltimore, Maryland, and travels all up and down the East Coast performing. I think this is her first visit into Eddie's, so she's a little excited about coming in for that. She's going to make a weekend of it for the trip just to visit the Atlanta area. She hadn't been here in about 14 years.
Oh, well, then a lot has changed since she was here before.
A lot has changed. So.
Yeah.
And then Adrian, you know, from Los Angeles, mm-hmm. And myself. So we've got a pretty good lineup. I'll be accompanied by my band. Which is fairly new. We've played now twice, so I'm really
excited. That's really new.
Yeah, we've played together twice. We played in Columbus, Georgia a couple of weeks ago, and we played at the Atlanta Downtown Festival this past weekend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they really liked us. People were dancing in the street, so they signed us to come back on for next year.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Sign me up.
Yeah.
When was the last time you held the Indie Girl Showcase here? You mentioned you held it here before.
Mm-hmm. It was... What month was that last year? October? I think it was October. October.
Okay.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been with Indie Girl now for about 3 years. I took over as the CEO in December. I was helping as an event organizer and marketing director before that. So our founder, Holly Figueroa, needed a much-needed rest.
Yes.
she'd been at the helm for since 1998.
Yeah.
So she needed a big rest and is just taking a break now to concentrate on spending some time with her family, and she's working on a new CD and some different things. So.
And you're also involved with Out Music, is that right? How are you involved with them?
I'm just one of their members.
Okay.
I've played in a couple of different showcases that they have around the different, you know, they try to set up showcases just like Indie Girl for some of their members, and they have different open mics and different venues that host events. So I've performed in a few of their different events, and so I've been a member with them now for about 3 years too. So.
And you're nominated for an award from them, aren't you? Is that right?
This year I've been nominated for Out Musician of the Year. So I'm
very cool.
Very excited about that.
When are you going to find out if you win?
They have the award show in New York in June.
Oh, okay. I think it's June. So it's coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up. So members were voting. That award I'm very proud of. That nomination, because that's one that's voted on by the peers.
Oh, okay.
The songs of the year, and you submit for CD debut or, you know, songs of the year and different things like that, and it goes through a judging panel, and they get voted on. The Out Musician of the Year is voted on by your peers and nominated by your peers, so I was really excited to get that nomination.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Means a lot if it comes from your peers, definitely.
Yeah.
So what about just, you probably get tired of telling your, you know, personal story of getting into music, but just tell it one more time, a little bit about how you got more involved with your music career as a full-time thing.
Okay. Well, I played full-time back when I was in college, and when I first got out of college, and I was playing with some different bands and stuff, but I had not done a solo career. But I sort of put music on the back burner and was working. At one time I owned a restaurant in Boone, North Carolina, and then from there I moved to Charlotte and got back into utility engineer. So I was that for a while. I was diagnosed with cancer in 1998, and then I had a second round come about, and I was like, it's time to keep doing what my friends say, get out of the living room with your guitar and go play and do some stuff. And so I decided to move to the beach because I'd always wanted to live at the beach. So I moved to the beach in North Carolina and concentrated writing some music, and with one goal, basically, I was trying to get some of my stuff recorded.
Yeah.
I didn't know how much time I was going to have left. So I was trying to just get some stuff recorded, and met producer Karen Kane there when I was playing at a restaurant one night. And she said, "Do you have a CD?" And I said, "No, but I'm wanting to get one." She says, "I'm going to help you get that." So,
awesome.
Yeah. So, and she's worked with artists like Janice Ian and Tracy Chapman,
yeah,
and Bare Naked Ladies, quite a few different. Yeah, I was psyched when
a good one to be on board
with.
She
came in, she came to talk to me and everything. So we recorded my first CD, which debuted in 2004, and we recorded it there in Wilmington at Audio Genesis. And so when I was going to put my second CD together in 2005, it was none other than Karen that I approached to help me with that one, and we recorded that one at Audio Genesis as well. So.
And do you find that music is sort of therapeutic for you at this point? How's it affected your life after dealing with cancer?
Music has pretty much become my life now, other than my partner and my dogs and my family and friends. But I am surrounded by music with Indie Girl. I'm surrounded by my own personal music, and also without music. And another organization or a nonprofit that I founded called Indie Music for Life.
Oh, cool. What's that about?
We work with independent singer-songwriters and put out compilation CDs each year and raise money for cancer research. And then we also put on benefit concerts. So we're looking at trying to get one scheduled here in Atlanta for the end of August. So
oh, cool.
We're trying to narrow down a venue who will host a couple of bands and stuff to go in to put that benefit together. But we're trying to coincide it with Savannah, Dahlonega, and Augusta.
Augusta? Yeah. I am from Augusta.
Are you really?
Yes.
Well, maybe you can give me some hints
you
on...
You can play at Riverwalk. They've got a nice amphitheater there.
Yeah. So. Well, the Georgia Military College, is that... Am I saying it right? I know that there's a college there.
Medical College of Georgia.
Okay.
In Augusta. And then there's a military base, Fort Gordon.
Okay. There's a group there on the campus. I think it's at the military college.
The military college is in Dahlonega, though, isn't it?
Well, there's one in Dahlonega, I know, because I live about 12 miles from that one.
Oh.
But I'm thinking that there was one in... But anyway, it's a college there, and they have a bladder cancer advocacy. So we're going to try to work with them and help them raise money as well as... So we're going to go in together on trying to promote that concert there. We're just trying to find a venue that will host it right now and then plug some bands in there. So.
Yeah. And so you live... do you live in Gainesville or Dahlonega or somewhere in between?
In between, yeah, out in the little rural area. It's not really Murrayville. It's not really Gainesville. It's not really Dahlonega. It's just...
Yeah.
Out there floating around on Highway 60 somewhere.
How long have you lived out there?
5 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where did you live before that?
Wilmington, North Carolina.
Okay, so you're new to Georgia then?
Yes, new
to Georgia. Do you like it so far?
So far, I have to get used to the laid-back southern style. So.
Yeah. North Carolina's southern, though. That's...
Yeah.
But it's different.
Yeah. Yeah,
sometimes
it's
in North Carolina, there are places where you can't get sweet tea.
Yeah.
And that's the difference that I've found.
Yeah. You have to put the sweet and low and sugar in it in some places. But yeah. Well, I was in while I was there too, it was more metro areas and, you know, in the Charlotte area I was in. And Wilmington is not huge, but it's very touristy, the beaches. You've got thousands and thousands of people coming through, you know, all the time coming to the beach. But so I didn't really want to, I debated to get right dead center in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Traffic is like freaky teaky, you know. But,
yeah, it can be rough.
Yeah, and I sort of like being a little bit out in the country. I grew up on a horse ranch in Virginia with about 200 acres of land.
Oh, wow.
So I'm wanting a little bit of land.
I guess
around
your dogs need room to run around and stuff.
Some. Four of them.
Well, just to wrap up, why don't you just give us all the information about the showcase coming up Friday so everybody can go and check it out.
All right. It's at Eddie's Attic, the great little acoustic venue. It's not really acoustic anymore, though. I can't say that, but they are like a major supporter of independent music. And Eddie Owens is also a judge in our Indie Girl singer-songwriter contest this year.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited to be in there. Doors open at 6:30. It's Friday night, 7:30 till midnight, 12:30. He said he didn't care if it was people there, how long we rocked the house. So
awesome.
We're just going to have a good time, and it's going to be a long night of music. Come grab dinner and a cold drink and just veg a while.
Sounds great.
Stage, yeah.
All right. Thanks for talking to
Thank
us, Vicki.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in. So.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com.
You can visit Indie Girl on the web at indiegirl.com. That's GRRL. Now we'll close out with a sample from Vicky's song Horizons. To hear more of Vicky's music, check out Ruby Fruit Radio, all girls, all the time, at rubyfruitradio.com.
In the middle of Pine Street stood a little white house with a tiny room in the back where a little girl slept. When the lights went out, she hid away in a closet filled with paint, little fingers smearing the walls with color that brought her joy. She sang, Jesus loves me, as I have.